The first of the month is around the corner, and that means bills, which maybe you, maybe for the first time in your life, can't pay. Now, last Friday, President Trump signed into law a $2 trillion coronavirus response bill known as the CARES Act. So let's take a look there. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. And Jill, we know there's relief for small businesses, loans for big corporations, direct payments to Americans. So start there. How much? Who gets it? When?
So the direct payments are $1,200 per adult, and that's as long as you have income. And income is counted as wages, Social Security, a pension, up to $75,000. That doubles, $150,000 if you're married filing jointly. You'll get two checks. Now, here's something interesting. From $75,000 to $99,000 of adjusted gross income, you'll get some amount of money. It'll be sort of smaller as you go up the food chain there. Above $100,000 or $198,000 if you're married filing jointly, you won't get anything. And those folks who qualify for those income levels will also receive $500 per child. I should just note one thing, and that is a lot of people were asking me about this. Are these taxable to recipients? They are not. Mm-hmm. But remember, they could be adjusted if you're relying on tax returns that later come to be understating your income.
Right. And by the way, this is income you're not making right now. But this is, you know, not going to come by April 1st, and it's not going to help families far. I mean, it's going to be a help, but not going to get them far. So tell me, what do you have to prove to try to get, you know, this expanded unemployment insurance benefits? What do you have to do to get that?
Well, I think that's really the key to this program when it comes to individuals, those enhanced employment benefits, which are usually administered by individual states. So, you know, for example, the state of Massachusetts has an unemployment insurance plan, and you would basically file for unemployment benefits in your state of residence, and normally you would get up to a maximum of 26 weeks. Well, the CARES Act adds 13 weeks on top of that, and also what the CARES Act does is it actually gives you an additional $600 per week on top of what your state unemployment program will pay, and that's for another 4 months. Mm-hmm. This is important. I think this is a very big part of how some people are going to be able to stay afloat during this time.
And it applies to people who never used to be in unemployment, gig workers, part-time workers. What do you have to prove there?
Well, you know, that's really the benefit of this. Previously, if you were, again, like an independent contractor, just a freelancer or part-timer, someone who's furloughed, you would not qualify for unemployment. Now, all of these people will qualify. You know, it's estimated that there are about 57 million of these types. This could be a sole proprietor as well. And in fact, because these people had been shut out of benefits, they were freaking out when this whole national emergency began. They will be part of it. It will not be a huge burden of proof. You should just go ahead and file in your state of residence.
And so we got the first of the month coming. Can you ask your landlord to, you know, hey, can I catch you next month on the rent? Can you ask utilities to wait? What's going on?
Yes, you absolutely can. Just to be clear about rent, the bill, it puts together a moratorium for renters whose landlords have mortgages that are backed or owned by a federal agency, meaning mm-hmm. Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. 120 days after the bill passes, ask for it. Ask the same for utilities. Ask for your internet service providers. Ask for credit card holders. Every single bill you have, ask for forbearance.
Ask for
get
help.
On the record.
Jill Schlesinger, thanks as always.
Take care.